Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tour Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we cast our eye towards the iconic Stari Most, a stunning 16th century bridge in a tiny city in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which was destroyed during bitter fighting in the early 1990s. It's since been restored to its former glory with the help of UNESCO, and Monocle's Rhys James tells us why all self-respecting bridge lovers should take a trip to see it. Here he is.
Even people that I have known for a long time are often surprised to learn that I am fascinated by bridges. It's a strange admission to make on the radio, but it stems from my childhood in Newport in South Wales. Regular listeners will even know that the city is home to one of the world's most magnificent transporter bridges, which featured in this very programme's Tall Story in March of 2018.
Suspended between these two towers is a sky blue gondola that travels above the water. It can carry up to 6 cars and 120 passengers.
I must also confess that my partner is a civil engineer and a fellow bridge enthusiast. So it isn't uncommon for us to make substantial detours to visit the likes of the ancient Roman viaduct, Pont du Gard, in the south of France. The longest of those detours came during our summer holiday in Croatia in the summer of 2012, when we travelled for several hours on a barely air-conditioned coach to the mountains of Bosnia-Herzegovina. It was a blisteringly hot day, and initially made us regret ever leaving the bar next to the hotel swimming pool. But Mostar is well worth the journey. The tiny city is steeped in history, and arguably the best example of the East meets West melting pot that is often found in the Western Balkans. The 16th century Ottoman ruler, Suleiman the Magnificent, was so fond of the area that he commissioned a stunning humpback stone bridge at his very heart. The construction of Stari Most, which literally means old bridge, was considered so important to Ottoman rulers that those building it were told they would be killed if it wasn't completed. It was a huge undertaking, and when it was finally finished in 1556, it had the widest arch of any bridge in the world. It stood proudly in the centre of Mostar until it was destroyed by Croatian forces as war ravaged the region in the 1990s. The destruction of Stari Most in 1993 made headlines across the world. The Independent newspaper reported at the time,
"Many considered it a miracle the delicate Ottoman bridge had survived so long. Pitted by sniper and mortar fire, its steep arch was festooned with old car tyres in a futile attempt at protection. The bridge had taken dozens of hits during the past 19 months, but gave way when 60 Croatian shells rained down on it yesterday."
When peace finally returned to the region, the United Nations agency UNESCO began the painstaking process of rebuilding Stari Most. Some of the stone that was used in the original construction was taken from the Neretva River below, and the rest from a local quarry that the Ottoman engineers had used in the 16th century. It finally reopened to the world in July 2004.
"I would like the opening of this bridge to signify the end of the conflict.
Y que signifique también la apertura de la reconstrucción.
Bullet holes in the walls of Mostar's buildings serve as a sobering reminder of the bitter conflict of the 1990s, but its bridge has helped Mostar rediscover its mojo. The old town is now a World Heritage Site, and divers come from far and wide to take the terrifying jump from Stari Most into the turquoise water 24 metres below. Spending 3 hours on a bus in the searing heat to visit a bridge might not be to everyone's taste, but you certainly won't regret it.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, and our thanks to Rhys James for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.